Chapter 14, Implementing the Program. In the following three paragraphs, you can read about how the program roughly has three phases. The first phase, where you have to get used to the program. The second phase, which is the main phase and ends when you no longer have any pains. The third phase, where you focus on getting your energy and concentration back. But what muscles should you massage, and for how long? And what about breathing and meditation? And how many hours should you dedicate to the program? The short answer to all of this is, that depends on your situation. If you are a chest breather, for example, then exercising stomach breathing is important. If you are not a chest breather, then this is not so important. If you are very stressed, then meditation and maybe some psychotherapy could be important. If, for example, your stress comes from untreated childhood traumas, then working with those traumas is important. If you've had a perfect childhood, but your stress comes from your perfectionism, then that is what you need to work on. If your mind seems to race in all directions with 200 miles per hour, then meditation is important. If the only thing that stresses you is your daily pains, then there might not be any reason for you to work with yourself. Instead, focusing on reducing the pain with lots of massage might be all you need to do. If your sternocleidomastoid is very tense, then this needs to be massaged. But if it is soft as butter and you can apply pressure with your full strength anywhere in it, then there is no need to spend time massaging that. If you are working full-time and have a limited amount of time available to do the massage, then your situation is different than if you are home all day not being busy with anything else. Because each person's situation is different, I would advise you to contact me so that I can help you put a program together. As you know, my help is free as long as you will allow me to tell your story once you have been healed. Contact me at info@curealistic.com. I do have a few tips for you though. 1. You should try to do 3 to 4 separate sessions of massage per day. 2. Each session should last between 30 minutes to 1.5 hours. 3. Instead of massaging the sternocleidomastoid during the massage session, try to massage it throughout the day whenever your hands are not busy doing something else. Set 5 alarms on your phone to continuously remind you to do this, but massage it all the time, not only when you get a reminder from your phone. 4. Start each massage session with a 5 to 10 minutes meditation where you use the relaxation breath as your meditation focus point. The relaxation breath was described above. Although your program should be customized for you, here are 3 examples of how you could put together a program. Example number 1. You might be still able to work full-time and therefore you do not have time to sit down to do the massage. In addition, your sternocleidomastoid is as hard as stone and hurts horribly. In this case, you could choose not to have any sit-down massage sessions at all, but instead massage the sternocleidomastoid continuously throughout the day whenever your hands are free. Example number 2. You are not working anymore, you spend all of your time on your sofa, and your motivation is out of this world. In this case, your day could be one long massage, meditation, breathing session, only interrupted by resting, eating, and going to the bathroom. Essentially, you spend all of your awake time on the sofa doing different aspects of the program. Remember, the massage can be done while watching Netflix, listening to an audiobook, or the like. Example number 3. You are homesick, but you need other activities to keep your motivation up. In this case, you could commit to 3 or maybe 4 one-hour sessions per day. So, the questions you should ask yourself before putting together the program are: 1. Can you remember to massage the sternocleidomastoid throughout the day? Can you remember to do it if you set 6 daily alarms to help you remember this? 2. How many hours can you realistically dedicate to massage, considering both the number of hours you have available, but also your motivation? 3. What muscles are the most important for your healing? 4. Can your stress be managed with meditation, or do you need to see a therapist to detox from the negative thoughts and emotions you are carrying around?